Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin. Amalei Mar Yenuka Mar Kshisha Bered Rav Chisa L'Ravashi Zimnachad De'ikla Amemar La'ashrin V'lo Havelon Chamra. One time Amemar visited a town and they didn't have any wine to offer him for Abdullah. He turned down their offer to use beer and went to sleep without eating, ultimately using wine for Abdullah on Sunday morning. When he visited again and they offered him beer again, he said, "Ihachi Chamar Medinahu." Obviously, it must be they keep offering it to me. It must be that beer is the Chamar Medina. It's the common beverage that people drink. So you're allowed to say Abdullah in it. So he said Abdullah in it. Three lessons we can learn from the story. Number one, somebody says Abdullah and davening, still has to say Abdullah over a cup of wine. Number two, person can't eat before Abdullah. Number three, somebody who didn't say Abdullah Mosai Shabbos can still say Abdullah throughout the week. Can we also say Kiddush on beer? If you can say Abdullah on beer, what about Kiddush? So Rav Chisda responded, Rebbe didn't even know if you can use higher quality beer made from barley, figs, or berries for Kiddush, so we certainly shouldn't allow regular beer. The Talmidim thought that he meant that you can use it for Abdullah, not for Kiddush, but you can still use it for Abdullah. But both Rav and Shmuel said that no. Kashem Shein Mekachin Alav, Kachin Mavdilin Alav. Just like you can't say Kiddush on it, you can't say Abdullah on it. Levi Shadal the Rebbe Shichra Bar Tleisa Magni. Levi sent beer that was made by water being poured over 13 batches of crushed dates. At first, Rebbe was impressed and thought it could be used for Kiddush, but then it hurt his stomach so much later on that he changed his mind. Rav Yosef and Rav would both not drink date beer to use it for Kiddush. Rav Huna commented that if Rav said Kiddush on date beer, he must have been making a living selling it, because there's no other reason why someone would use that for Kiddush. We can only say Kiddush or Birchas HaMazon on wine, but not other drinks. Another brisa tells us that mitimas matamis yain kolshu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yuda Omer lo lugma. There's a machlokes tanaim whether it's enough to drink a tiny amount of wine from a kosher bracha or a cheekful is necessary. Rav Gidol holds that a cheekful is necessary, and Racham Yisuk points out this is not Gidol Bar Menashe nor Gidol Bar Menumi. So if we ever find that either of them say something to contradict the statement of Rav Gidol, it won't be a contradiction. It's a different Rav Gidol, a third Rav Gidol. So then we go back to discuss. The Mishnah said samuch lemincha, that close to mincha and on, you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. So Gemara questions both the timing and the reason for this halacha. Does the Mishnah mean to say that we can't eat starting at noon, which is a half hour before Mincha Gedola, out of concern that you're going to forget to bring the Karban Pesach, which is brought starting at Chatzos, or just starting at 3 hours past noon, which is a half hour before Mincha Ketana, to make sure that when we eat matzah, it's not an achila gasa, eating on a full stomach? Omer Avina, Tashema, Afilu Agrippa Samelech, Shuhu Ragilechel Betesha Shos, Osa Yom Leochal Achetechshach. Ravina proves from a brisa that emphasizes that even Agrippa Samelech, who would always eat 3 hours after Chatzos, cannot eat on Erev Pesach. If the Yisur to eat begins at Chatzos, it's obvious that Agrippas wouldn't be allowed to eat, since the Yisur to eat began way earlier out of concern that he will forget to bring the karban. But if the Yisur only begins, Samach L'mincha Ketana, we can understand that the Chiddush of Agrippas is that even though he's used to eating late and will therefore still manage to have an appetite for the matzah, he can't eat starting Samach L'mincha Ketana. Ravasi says, even though we can't eat late in the day in Erev Pesach, you're allowed to have snacks. And Rav Yitzchak would eat vegetables and dip. The Braisa says people can eat small intestines of an animal. Ravu would drink wine to whet his appetite for matzah later on. The Gemara proves that wine doesn't fill a person's stomach, but whets a person's appetite from the fact that the Mishnah allows people to drink wine in between the first and second cups of wine at the Seder. If wine fills a person up, we would never allow extra cups during the Seder, because it would lead to eating the matzah on a full stomach, which would be an achilagasa, and that's what we're trying to avoid in the whole first place in this sugya.